Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski takes first base on ball four. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is one for one in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Raff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 1 in the game. LePon hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Krahoski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. Courtney moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellett hits a fly ball for a double play. Courtney scores. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pellett fields it and throws to third for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the mound. Truck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Rapp moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mullen scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pellett bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Mapes pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Callaway reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera bunts towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Pretty covering, for the out. Delsing moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Earl Rapp. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann now playing right field. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen moves to third. Satchel Paige now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullen scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Groth moves to second. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Page fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Bud Sushok now playing right field. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sushok. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.